Chris Hoke, brought to you by McVeigh Heating and Plumbing. He's joining us on a Wednesday, which is a treat for us. He's on the phone line. He'll be with me all hour. A two-time Super Bowl champion. Hokie, I don't know if you were on the line. Did you hear the general, Jeff Patton, from the baseball card castle in Cranberry? We have a contest for cards every week, and one of the cards this week is a Chris Hoke card. How about that?
Hey, how about that, man? I'll tell you what, I think in my whole career I might have three football cards, but three more than most people have, right? So
yes.
What a blessing, you know, and it's, a lot of those are surrounding those Super Bowl teams I was a part of. It's exciting.
It's awesome. All right, let's get to the situation here. Breaking news. The Chiefs traded for DeAndre Hopkins today. I want to know what you make of that and what you make of the Steelers in the market, apparently, for Cooper Kupp.
I don't know. I mean, listen, DeAndre Hopkins, he could have helped us. I still want to see what we have. I think with Russell Wilson, how we saw him throwing the ball and distributing it to all the receivers, it seemed like everybody was in on the game and in on the fun on Sunday night. But with that pick, I just think Cooper Kupp, okay, yeah, he's a little older. Is he really going to improve our passing game that much? And I don't know if he really will.
Can you expound on that a little more? He's been hurt. He's 31, but in the opener, he looked like vintage Cooper Kupp, 14 catches on 21 targets, and it seems like I don't know that you'll find a better route runner, so why don't you think he would help that much?
Well, we just don't know really yet what all we have. I mean, you saw the passing game, even with Russ Wilson kind of breaking off the rust and having a rough first half. I mean, he threw for 264 yards. I still think we have some guys. Either Freiermuth can get more involved in the game. And we have, you know, Van Jefferson. You saw some balls that were thrown to Calvin Austin that, you know, I think weeks coming up, you'll see him more involved. Balls that were thrown in the dirt, balls early that could have gone in for some good yardage. And so with Cooper Kupp coming in here, I mean, there's only so many footballs, right? And I think that sometimes when you trade for another guy, an older guy who's been injured, I mean, look at Ayuk. You know, we would have brought him in, tore ACL, and that could have been different if he come in here. But, you know, things happen. You have young guys that, you know, stunt their development. And I just think that right now, unless you're going to bring in a guy who's an elite receiver like the guy we've talked about in the past or DeAndre Hopkins, I would rather just stay pat.
So you would rank Hopkins over Kupp at this point in their careers?
Listen, that's going off this. I haven't really dove into this. You're pressing me hard on this, brother, which I love. But the reality is, to me, my feeling is DeAndre Hopkins. You're asking about guys that I just truly don't follow to the T. You know what I'm saying?
No,
but
I hear you.
The reality is, to me, DeAndre Hopkins is a better receiver than a Cooper Kupp, if you look at overall. And so I just think, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, Starkey, that we need to – that really focus on developing these guys. Cause I think we do have some talent in that locker room, and people are going to disagree with me. That's fine. But I think with Russell Wilson and the way he threw the ball in the second half and how he's going to be being better this week coming up against the Giants, I believe, let's see what we got. And it's not always better to trade for someone when you got a lot of talent in that room that just has not been tapped.
Well, the deadline's not till November 5th. So yes, we can see how Cooper Kupp moves around coming off an high ankle in the game tomorrow night. And then, yeah, we can see about some of these other receivers with the Steelers. I mean, I wish we could get a look at Roman Wilson, but Tomlin doesn't exactly sound high on the kid. And then, you know, then who else behind Pickens are we that interested in? Maybe Van Jefferson, I guess, but he's a veteran. Who are the young guys that we're really looking at behind Pickens? That's just one spot, Hokie, that I wonder about moving forward. And I think it's also worth while to point out that the Jets had some significant injuries in their back end. The Steelers are going to face some better secondaries.
They did. And that's the thing, too. We got to temper the excitement. But listen, the balls that were thrown, I mean, Calvin, I said this earlier, Calvin Austin was open several times in the first half, and he missed them. Two plays in a row in that second quarter where Calvin Austin was wide open and he threw the ball in the dirt or very too low to catch. And so those will be better. And so I think that Calvin Austin can become a big-time, you know, contributor. Big-time. I mean, a solid contributor to this offense when the balls are being better thrown to him, as I believe we'll see. And then Roman Wilson, what's he got? I mean, they were high on him. Coach Thomas talked about just missing that training camp, right? That's a lot for a rookie. And then coming in and the speed of the game and understanding, and there's a lot to be said there. But I don't think the cupboard's bare. I mean, listen, we've studied a lot of film over the last 7 weeks. Talk about cupboard bare. There's a lot of teams that would love to have the wide receiving core that the Steelers have. I mean, there's a lot of teams that have a below-the-line type receiving core. So I'd like to see, you know, what's out there. What are we going to give up? And I think Omar's doing a great job, Omar Khan. We're not going to sell the farm for a receiver at this point. And so I think right now it's a methodical approach. Let's continue to develop our guys, like you said. And then if something pops up and makes sense, I'll take it.
Chris Hoke on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. October is Fire Prevention Month. The Fan and the National Fire Sprinkler Association remind you to test your smoke alarms monthly. Yeah, Austin, I overlooked him. He is the young guy that you want to develop. But let's talk about the quarterbacks. Let's talk about Russell Wilson. Were you surprised by his performance? How would you rate his performance, Hokie?
I don't know about surprise. I was uncertain about how he would come out and play, right? I mean, we talked about this last week, and I said this. I think he was going to come out and be rusty. He was going to take some time. When I watched him last week practice, last Wednesday, when I saw him get into that huddle, there was a different feeling in that offensive huddle in practice than it was the weeks before, right? It just, the way that he ran the huddle, the way that he went about his business, the professionalism, the attention to detail, the sharpness, he exuded confidence. I talked about this last week. And you saw that in the game, even when he had some bad throws early in the game and things weren't going his way. I mean, there were some bad throws, let's be honest. And it didn't look great, the offense. He continued to take the huddle. I mean, you go back and you watch the film, you watch him, the version from the TV, and he, on his face, looks unflappable. And this is a guy who has a lot of confidence. He's played a lot of great football, and he's played some bad football. So he doesn't get too high with the high or too low with the lows. And I thought that he came out and was able to shake off that rust and overcome some of the boos that were in the stadium and put together a solid second half of this game and gave us a lot to be excited about for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I was worried early in the game, but he settled in, Hokie, for sure. And here's what I wanted to ask you. And I think we've probably talked about this before in recent years, but it feels like his ability to get them into the right play, his freedom to audible, knowing where he wants to go with the football, how much of these games are won by what happens with adjustments, both offense and defense, in those precious seconds right before the snap?
It's huge. Listen, when you have a veteran quarterback who's a been there, done that guy, who's seen, I mean, you talk about any kind of, Coach Tom always talks about situational football, circumstantial football, and he's seen every single situation, he's seen every single circumstance you can see over his long career. When you come up and he sees a certain shift, when he sees, I talked about this last week with Landon Roberts, when it's seeing a certain formation and a certain motion. Oh, I remember seeing this at one time, and Coach Flores telling me, this is what's going to happen. I can beeline for that ball and knock the ball out, the fumble, late in the game against the Cowboys, right? It's the same thing. Experience tells you a lot. So when you come to the line of scrimmage and you see some kind of shift, that the linebacker is moving, the DB is moving, you can say, aha, I've seen this before, right? There was a run in the game where Jaylen Warren, he cut back and went into the close to the goal line. I think it was like 11 or 12 yard run, and he was able to point that out and see the soft spot, and there was some video evidence of that. I mean, there are points in this game where he comes up, and it becomes a battle of the mind. And when you have an extension of the coach on the field because of his ability to draw on a wealth of knowledge and experience over the years, that's a huge winning edge for the Steelers.
Hokie, you're obviously well-versed on what's happening in the interior of the line and how important that is to winning games. So I'd love to know what you thought of Ryan McCollum in his in his start in place of Zach Frazier, and also the nature of the challenge he has with 6'4", 340-pound Dexter Lawrence.
Oh, I thought McCollum played, every game you play in Starkey, when you play as many snaps as these guys play, right? 70-ish plays, you're going to have a handful of plays you wish you had back. Let's just be honest, right? Did he give up a huge play? I didn't see him giving up a huge play. He was only give up one sack, and that was to McDonald. He came off Broderick Jones off that right side. But I thought overall, largely, he played well. Coach Tomlin, when asked about him, I believe Tomlin said in his press conference on Tuesday, two thumbs up, right, yesterday. And so Coach Tomlin's seeing, is he a Zach Frazier? No, Zach Frazier to me is their best offensive lineman. And will be one of the best offensive centers in the NFL for a lot of years to come. But I think that he did a solid job in there, did a great job of holding down the center of the line of scrimmage for largely. This week, Dexter Lawrence is a monster. I mean, this guy is powerful. He's physical. He's explosive. 9 sacks from the interior at this point in the season. I mean, I'm not a historian of the game, but I'll tell you what. I don't know if many interior guys have had 9 sacks after 7 games. I mean, that's incredible. So he's got his hands full this week, and he's going to need some help. That's going to open up other opportunities for Burns and those guys to make some stuff. So they're going to have to figure out. They're going to pick their poison with this Burns and Dexter Lawrence.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. A bunch of issues from the game the other night, mostly positive from how the game went. Najee is, I think, showing new dimensions to his game, Hokie. He's never had a game where he had 30 runs back-to-back weeks. What are you seeing?
Well, listen, he just looks, number one, he just looks like he's on a mission, right? And he looks quicker to me. I don't know what it is, but he looks shiftier and quicker to me. And he still has kept his tough run, angry run kind of mentality. And really, the epic run that kind of embodies all of his runs to this point and how well he's been running, especially the last 2 games, was that last touchdown run, that 10-yard touchdown run where there was penetration from the right side from a D lineman. He was able to jump to his left and accelerate through the B gap and score a touchdown. I mean, to me, that exemplified kind of his season to this point. And who he's become as a running back. I mean, that was a beautiful run. And these chunk runs that he's had and able to make DBs and linebackers make look silly at times, making a miss, running over them. I think he is becoming the kind of running back that they envisioned when they drafted him all those years ago.
How about Keanu Benton playing your old position? Was that the best he's played yet this season?
Yeah, he's tough. Listen, he's tough. I don't think he gets a lot of credit for – I mean, listen, can he continue to get better? Absolutely. With technique, you watch it. I know that he's come out of like that under the tutelage of Cam Hayward. You can see where he's kind of taking on some of the technique that Cam utilizes. But in terms of his quickness, his ability to get step one way, get on the edge of a center, bat down passes with that big body – He is a monster in the middle of that line of scrimmage, and I still see there's a lot of upside to him. He still has a lot of growth and development in front of him. And so that's exciting for the Steelers when you have a young guy who's in his second year who is playing and having this kind of impact on games, but still you can see he has so much growth ahead of him. This interior defensive line and the Steelers even at large, it's exciting to think of the potential of that.